It is time for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today we're speaking with Marilee Arnold. She's the interim chief nursing officer for UNC Health Pardee. First of all, Marilee, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So this week is Nurses Week.
Yes, it is.
We're about to remind ourselves about how important nurses are. All right. So talk to us. Share a little bit about just the nursing profession and the nurses at Pardee, because that's truly where the rubber meets the road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, nursing is such a special profession. You know, even after everything we've been through over the past 3 years with COVID and just the challenges and society as general, in general, I think that, when you really look at nursing care and you look at what draws somebody to be a nurse, it's really a passion. It's a calling. It's not, hey, I need a job and this looks like something fun to do. You really have to be committed to it. And I think that's what you see at the nurses that we have at Pardee. They're all really called to do what they're doing. They're called to care. You see that in their actions. You see that how they interact with patients, with families, with each other. It's an amazing family to be part of. I think some of that is because it's a community hospital, but it's just amazing to be part of such a caring group of people that are here.
I've known and know numerous nurses, and I could not agree with you anymore. It takes a certain person. Mm-hmm. What is it that got you into the nursing profession?
That's an interesting question. I think I always felt like I wanted to do something in healthcare. I just wasn't sure what my path was supposed to be. So, you know, I think there's a time where a lot of kids who like science and that kind of thing are like, well, I'm going to go to medical school. But not everybody goes to medical school.
Right.
Obviously. I had a really interesting diversion on my career path where I kind of found myself going through an EMT class, so emergency medical technician. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with that. That was a fantastic experience. I did that in college, and then I ended up going through a paramedic program after college and worked in EMS for a few years. I really enjoyed doing that, but I knew it wasn't kind of the end point of my career. I wanted to do more. So that's when I kind of said, you know, what is the next logical step for me? Mm-hmm. And that's when I went into nursing.
Well, we are thankful that you did that.
Well, thank you.
First of all. So that's your story. Talk to us a little bit about maybe a specific nurse that comes to mind with Pardee while you think about Nurses Week.
Sure. You know, it's hard to pick just one person because we've got, like I said, so many amazing people. But one nurse that we recently honored, Elsie McLean, spent 45 years with us at Pardee. She started as a candy striper and really enjoyed the work she was doing and then kind of followed her path. She had people who took an interest in her that encouraged her to move forward and to find her next right step. And she ended up working with us for her entire nursing career. So entire career at Pardee, which is pretty remarkable if you think about it.
We actually shared that story recently in our Lightning News program, and I thought the same thing. I thought, wow, in any career, 45 years, but especially in a nursing career, to stay with the same organization, that says a lot about Elsie, but I think it says a lot about Pardee.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You don't see people, as a rule, staying in any one location for that long.
Wow. But, so yeah. I'm intrigued now. Can you share a little bit more about Elsie?
So, she took some time to talk to us a little bit. And what was interesting, you know, you think about 40 years, 40 plus years in any one profession, and you think specifically about what has changed in healthcare over the last 45 years.
Right.
You know, when she started, we were doing all of our documentation on paper.
What's that? What is that?
Yeah. She even acknowledged that, you know, she had watched like the emergency department be in three different spots in the hospital during her career at Pardee.
So
thinking about how healthcare has changed, you know, when she started, people generally were in the hospital for a week or more when they had to be admitted, and now it's like 3 to 4 days. The amount of technology that has really been integrated in the care we provide, it's been significant.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's seen technology come and go.
Absolutely.
Things that were new that are now gone, you know, like fax machines and things like that.
Right. And hopefully it's not like fashion where it comes back again. Right. Hopefully we're done with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow. Wow. That really is remarkable. And it just goes to show, just like you said, if it's your passion, if it's something you love to do, you stick with it and you do it because you're driven to do it. You can't do anything else.
Right.
Or you can't see yourself doing anything else. So with it being Nurses Week, I have a feeling I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are there opportunities right now at UNC Health Party for nurses?
Of course. I would say that universally, there are always opportunities.
Yeah.
I think that even if you're not a registered nurse or a licensed practical nurse, there are ways for you to still work at Party and pursue that path.
Okay.
But absolutely, we have opportunities for registered nurses to come in and join us, licensed practical nurses that are looking for a hospital experience. We do have opportunities. It really just depends what you're looking for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this about from the financial standpoint. I don't know how long now you've been in your nursing career, but I'm sure you've seen the pay scale rise just simply because of the need.
Absolutely. I have been a nurse for 19 years.
Okay.
I counted it up the other day.
Okay.
So, yes, it has changed tremendously since I started.
Sure.
The majority of my career was in Florida before I came here. So that's a little bit different anyway.
Of course.
But right now, we've really worked hard in the past 6 months to find the right place to put our wages currently for nursing. So we've just increased our starting rate for all nurses across the board. So even new grads coming in could be at $32 an hour, which is huge.
Okay. All right.
It's a game changer, I think.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And now we truly are talking about nursing as a profession now.
That's right.
Certainly. Certainly.
That's right.
So one more question. You've really been great with your time, but while we're talking about Nurses Week, if there are folks out there, young men, young ladies, who are thinking maybe nursing would be something that what advice would you give them? What suggestions would you make for them?
So I think talking to somebody who's in the profession, that's a great place to start. I wouldn't be afraid to ask questions because that's how you really can satisfy your curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also recommend if it's something that you think might be appealing, there are ways to enter the profession, even just as a try before you buy type thing. So you could volunteer at the hospital if you were so inclined. You could come in an entry-level role with some minimal training. You know, if you wanted to be maybe an EKG tech, you could go take a class to learn how to conduct an EKG. You could come and work in the hospital. But once you're actually working in the hospital, you're exposed to all of the different careers in there. You could work in dietary. You
Right.
could work in environmental services. But I think it's the adventure is what you make of it. So,
of course.
Yeah. So,
of course.
Soak up as much as you can, ask questions.
And if you want to find out more about careers at Party, you can go to partyhospital.org/careers. Marilee, you've been fantastic. Thank you. And by the way, congratulations and thank you for your work as we thank you for during Nurses Week.
Thank you.
Well, we should probably thank you more often than Nurses Week, right? Or any nurse.
It's okay. Yes, yes. But especially during Nurses Week.
Once again, we've been speaking to Marilee Arnold, Interim Chief Nursing Officer for UNC Health Pardee. If you would like to find out more information on Pardee and nursing opportunities, again, partyhospital.org/careers. And when you see a nurse this week, say thank you. Marilee, thanks again for your time.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.